Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Previously on Planet Arcana.
After having a hand in the death and rebirth of the Devil Arcana, our three fools return to Sister Mary Viable. There they dream of Epoch, who commits to honoring all existing agreements. Lux will enter his big sleep at the time Teaspoon requires. Celestine will be given Lux's true name at the right moment. And Riot must remain bound to the Devil. The new Devil, however, will ask nothing of Riot until a moment in the future when she will be forced to make a choice. A choice of what, you ask? Not even Riot herself yet knows. But that is a concern for another day. On this day, CGA performers finally take to the stage and the damn good Unwilds make their debut. The crowds cheer for a show-stopping number by Team Sprocket, including their newest member, Vlad Honorific. Then, supported by his companions, a nervous Celestine Wonderoff summons his courage and leads the band's first performance to outstanding success. After navigating throngs of excited attendees and ravenous reporters on their way back to the hotel, the crew are waylaid by Cake Impartial, distraught over her husband's sudden disappearance. Celestine attempts to comfort a crying Cake who is having trouble managing her son alone. But, upset though she may be, perhaps there is a silver lining. cake, making the best of her husband's absence. Propositions for some time alone with Riot. After surprisingly little convincing, Riot agrees to a future rendezvous where she and Cake will, and I quote, explore each other. But for now, the band sees themselves home for a good night's rest. They will need it, after all. For the second day of CGA performances is about to begin.
I can hear you.
I am listening.
I can hear the cacophony
coming from all across the Fifth Kalai.
Oh, how I miss you, my dearest darling. I miss
the clockwork,
the neon,
the networks.
Oh, these metropolises, these
verdant,
desolate biomes. Oh, the fun and games we have planned.
But always with
the promise that we are on a blinding path of success. You will be tried.
You will be
compromised. I repeat, we've been compromised. But do not despair.
You will
see the world. You will
know
Planet Arcana.
You will find
all it takes is a friend.
All it takes is perseverance.
All it takes is a little sweat. All it takes
is a key.
In your room at Sister Mary Viable, you all rise on the second day of performances, perhaps a little more confident than you were on day one, perhaps a little more stressed out. That's for you to say. But for now, your task at hand is to continue wowing Paragarden, to continue wowing the judges, and to keep your eyes focused on the prize. Closing ceremonies, Lux's big sleep. And so you depart for performance day 2.
I had this crazy dream. Cake was in it. Oh no.
What, like a saucy dream?
What kind of dream? What happened in the dream?
I said yes to a very sensual offer.
Celestine takes his hat off. Oh, Ms. Riot, I have some unfortunate news for you.
No. No.
I know that yesterday was a bit of a blur, but it does seem that you have committed to some intimate interactions with Cake.
While Celestine babysits.
I did not commit to anything of that sort. I believe that I said I would try to think about possibly seeing her again. And yeah.
Hey.
Well.
Hey, right. I hate to break it to you, but dibs are dibs.
Oh, it's going to be so awkward.
It's going to be awkward for you. I'm going to be downstairs with Wellington the whole time.
Yeah. You know, that's, who knows? Maybe it'll be great.
Who knows? Maybe you'll be his new daddy.
I'm sorry.
I'm poking fun.
I mean,
this is kind of my mess that I started. And now you're cleaning it up.
No, it's
so
all good.
Speak.
That touched on something for me. So all good.
That touched on something.
Oh, Christ. Well, I would like to ask one of you to roll your morning luck roll for the popularity meter.
I think this is your day, isn't it, Crater? Because I have no doubt that we plan to save Ms. Riot till the very end.
Yeah, it's only right.
I don't know about that. I've overheard your song, Crater.
Riot, I'm not being the finale.
They came to see you, Ms. Riot. I mean, yes, we are a band, but that crowd is here for you.
Well.
Riot, I've been psyching myself up all morning. I can't back out right now.
Fair enough. Jesus. Okay. No problem.
All right, Crater.
It's your day.
And I rolled a 17.
Wow.
Nice. Very nice. Wow.
Do you want to roll for Team Sprocket?
I think I did it last time and it wasn't good. So please roll.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe one of us can roll something good.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah.
Okay.
All right. We take day two.
Holy shit. Okay. It's really not looking good for James Rocket.
No. They got that Nepo bonus. How is this happening?
Knowing that you guys have, like, spoiler alert, you guys have creamed Team Sprocket in this luck roll. Would someone like to give me a headline for this morning that just positions you as the more popular band currently?
Team Sprocket sprawled out as the crowd descends.
Oh my God.
Deadly. It's beautiful.
It's visceral.
Ooh.
Looking really good. So you arrive for performance day number two. And just like yesterday, shortly after you arrive at the arena, a chime sounds and Teaspoon appears on the giant ceiling screen above you.
Day two is upon us, Paragarden. I'm your host, Teaspoon Aquilibret, and things are heating up here in the arena. Boy, do we have a lineup for you today, including the Tussleweed Terrors, the Built Whistle Cogs, June 15th, 2021, Altered by Mom, the Layman, and the Big Larrys. Isn't that exciting? And while you're stage hopping, do take advantage of all the stalls and vendors showcasing the best food, drink, and art that Paragarden has to offer.
You check in with Bitters again, and you notice that as you arrive, all of your merch is set up. It looks great. It looks exactly how you described it. And it's set up and ready to be sold. So Crater, whatever you pulled, it was worth it.
Wow.
We'll resolve how much you make from it after the competition concludes. But today you find out that the stage you'll be playing on is the Macaroni Mitchell stage.
What?
Macaroni Mitchell, of course, is a popular folk singer from the Cold Breaks, and her hit was called The Big Yellow Ladybird. She played the very first CGA. She didn't win, but she was in like the very, very first one. And the grounds are yours. Once again, you are headlining today, just like you do every day. So you basically have the day to meander. If you'd like to have any conversations, you're welcome to check out some of the bands. Basically, just bide your time until showtime.
Hmm.
I wonder, there's probably no way for us to get any sort of confirmation to Teaspoon that we're going to go through with her plan.
Hmm. Have we seen Teaspoon, or is it these pre-recorded videos? Like, or is she like physically here?
In fact, Teaspoon is physically here. She's actually okay at the judging table, which is across from the stage. Last night was pretty intense. You were probably all struggling to see anybody through the very, very bright lights, but she is there. Of course, you know that it's not really allowed for you guys to be like talking to judges, considering that you're, you know, they don't want any foul play, even though even though Team Sprocket is competing on their parents.
Yeah, right.
But no foul play.
No foul play. Yeah.
But you do know for sure she is here in the flesh.
Don't know if we need to risk it.
That is fair and probably the right idea. We don't want to put Teaspoon in any danger before it's about to happen.
Mm-hmm. How are we feeling, Crater? What do you need?
I feel okay. I've had time to sit with it, so I feel like I'm ready. Mm-hmm. You know, after my coffee, I started popping Scalafaxa like they were Tic Tacs, and I'm on my third Caesar of the day. So
wow,
you know, handling it well.
Well, all right. Did you want a joint as well? Just, you know, smooth everything out. Celestine's already rolling you a big, big fat one. So I mean, you can take it or not. But
you know, I'm gonna take it, but I'm gonna save it for after. It's gonna be a little bit of a reward.
All right.
Nice, smart.
Should we just like walk around, see if there's anything cool? Is it, like, maybe you want to like, catch another band,
catch some acts? Yeah, I love that. It's good to be out and about.
Yeah, for sure.
You meander the fields like yesterday. There's a bunch of smaller stages set up. And you actually notice a bunch of people are migrating from one stage to another. There's a bunch of cool setups here where there's one stage where one band is setting up, and on the stage opposite, there's another band playing. So basically, if you're in the audience, you can watch the band playing on one stage, and then as soon as they're done, you turn around and walk to the other stage, the other band starts playing.
Love that.
And you notice a bunch of people in transit. They're heading to one stage, and you see them heading towards a band on stage with a banner behind them that reads Altered by Mom. And you catch their opening song.
Yeah.
should be as easy as 1, 2, 3. Take a breath, take another one, take another one. Why can't I just dive in? Why can't I take the leap? You always said that you believe. This is where I'm at, trying to claim a space. Your orbit's so wide, it pulls me in, pick myself out of this tiny room. Got roughed up a bit, got a couple of bruises. I am a little late, I promise that I will be well worth the wait. Take a breath, take another one, take another one. Why can't I just dive in? Take the leap. You always said that you believe in me. Why am I scared? What can I do? I look around and know that I say it's true. Can I dive in? Why can't I just dive in? Oh, why can't I dive in? Why can't I dive in?
Wow. Huge tune.
Mom just altered me.
Mom. The crowd goes wild and Altered by Mom launches into their full set and people are feeling good. They're feeling especially good after that opening track and you're left with the feeling of maybe some inspiration too.
Oh, that was beautiful. How do you feel after seeing that, Crater? Is that, did that strike a chord?
You know, you just gotta dive in.
That you do.
Well, was that two on the nose?
No, I thought that was perfect. Yeah, was perfect. No, really good.
It sounded written.
Well, I'm going to zoom us ahead a little bit to the performance section of the second day. You find yourselves in the green room getting ready, maybe having a couple snacks. I will do a quick outfit check. Are we wearing the same things or are we dressed differently for a different song?
No, I think we all need Crater's shred burn treatment.
I agree, nice. Crater. You fix me up one of those burnt t-shirts and I will wear it with pride.
Okay, I'll do so. I'm also going to put mascara on Crater as well.
Yes. Wow, Crater has eyelashes canon.
Yes.
Canon.
B, you're going to have to go make some edits to those illustrations.
Yeah, dress with eyelashes on Crater.
The first thing I want to say is that I did just add Shredburn to the list of bands for tomorrow.
Shredburn.
Love that. Can my shredded outfit be like extremely slutty?
Oh yeah,
mine too.
Bolo tie only.
You know how they say like your skirt has to like go to your fingertips? Like these go up to your elbows.
Goes up.
just real slutty.
All right, looking sufficiently slutty, we get ready for the second performance. But before you head up on stage, you can see Team Sprocket is about to head up, so they're just about to do their song.
One of these days, I'd want to go before them.
But someone else enters the green room, now that you're alone in here. You see a Steam android. It's Lux. And he's looking not himself.
Riot, that was an amazing first day. I gotta tell you, I
I always have high expectations for you, but that was sensational. The media is eating it up. I knew you had it in you.
Thanks, Lux. I mean, it's all our sweet baby boy over here. It's the Good and Wilds as a team, you know?
Mm. Celestine Wanderoff. It's a powerful name. I'm very glad that you ended up using it on stage.
So, Lux, you don't... No offense, of course, but you're not looking so hot. Is everything all right?
Make an insight check.
Okie dokie. 13.
Inspiration. Mm.
Plus 6, or plus the D6, is that
yes.
it?
Yes.
D6.
Oh. So yeah, 19.
Hey. Oh. Literally the most inspired you could be from Kirk.
Yeah.
So you notice that, like, he looks really tired. I don't think you've ever seen him look this tired. But most of all, as you say that, Riot, he looks annoyed that you've challenged him. Hmm. So he kind of, like, just rights himself a little bit, and he's just like, well, Riot, I have a lot to deal with in CGA, I'm sure you understand, and, I'm just grateful that you are performing exactly the way that I want you to.
How's that?
Well, good. You're doing exactly what I want, and the media is eating it up exactly the way I want it to. I feel energized by your performance, and, and you see, as he says this, he kind of, like, he wavers a little bit. I just wanted to come back here and say that you're doing great, kid. I'm very,
kid.
Very pleased. And
that's so unlike you.
Can I make some sort of insight check or something to see if he truly was energized by yesterday's performance?
He wasn't. Like, Riot okay. picked up on that for sure. That okay. he's like he's putting on airs here.
Okay.
What are you talking about, Riot? I'm trying to support you, and your little band here. I mean, what do you need from me? To be more supported.
Merch promotion.
I'm... What?
Promote the merch.
Oh. yeah. You know, Lux, we really wouldn't mind moving some... Oh, sorry, what's the word?
Moving some stocks. Units.
Yeah. I want to move some units. I want to move some units on these sick-ass t-shirts. And surely that's a job that you can do, right?
Surprisingly reasonable request. Yes, absolutely, Riot. I can absolutely do that, and you have nothing to worry about. I promise that you will be well taken care of. It's that Aquaian girl is taking care of the merch, right? I'll have a chat with her and see what she can do.
Okay. Also, any line on pyrotechnics?
Right. Listen, I want you to have the performance of your life. I can absolutely get you some pyrotechnics.
Okay.
Anything for my favorite client. I'm going to try to come back here tomorrow for your performance, but I might have some other pressing matters, so if I don't see you before then, you got this.
Thanks, Lux. It's all for you.
I love to hear it. Break a leg.
I hope you break your...
What was that? What did you say?
Nothing. I thought I
heard you say.
I hope you feel better.
Underneath, nobody.
Lux exits. All of you noticed he wasn't himself. He was tired. Whatever Epoch/the Devil is doing, it's starting to take hold. He's getting tired.
Wow.
All right.
Just as he exits, you hear a familiar voice announce the next act.
Get ready once more for Team Sprocket!
Here we go again with another banger.
So upset about the banger.
I am upset about the bangers.
Come on. On the knees. No need for words, baby. Shh. Baby, shut up, please.
Be quiet.
My tragic past will make you wanna nurture me.
Are you the one?
I need someone special. Shh. To heal this hurt from me.
Yes.
Baby, I'm so bad.
So bad.
Baby, try to change me. You can't change me.
Well, I don't remember your name, babe.
Why you?
Was that you at my show? Front row, beach glow, plug in your ear.
Effervescent.
Romeo, don't go crying real tears.
Don't
go. I would die for you, baby. Yeah, you know it's true.
Ooh.
Whoever you are, I only have eyes for you. Your friend can come too.
Ahem. Vlad's about to drop his verse. Come into my crypt, I will treat you correct.
Nice!
Vlad, honorific, I demand respect.
Okay.
Tell me all your secrets, I will keep you in check. If your name is Patricia, then I would like to connect.
Wait,
I'm the number one hip-hop in the fifth collide.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
great
we gotta wrap this up.
My verse is not complete.
Woo!
Come on.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yo!
Yeah.
Ooh, but baby.
Baby.
It's dangerous to love me.
Quite good.
That's nice.
To Team Sprocket.
Ooh.
To Team Sprocket.
Team Sprocket.
That's us. I am in the band.
You'll be with your love.
Team Sprocket. Sprocket. Baby, 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 baby,
baby,
baby, baby,
baby,
baby,
baby,
baby, baby, baby. Patricia.
That's a little,
Patricia.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
It's so hard not to just laugh constantly through all of that. I don't want to make it so that no one else can hear the bloody song, but I was just dying. Oh.
Fucking, is Vlad my favorite part of Team Sprocket?
It's
a great addition.
Come on.
Oh my god.
My name is Vlad Honorific and I demand respect.
Yeah,
I think this is what Team Sprocket was missing to really make it big. I honestly think that this is a match made in heaven.
Absolutely, yeah.
Come into my crypt, I will treat you correct.
Correct.
Sends me.
Oh my god.
How did they do? Is the crowd loving it?
Oh, yeah. The crowd is going absolutely wild. Although they're a little bit confused because it was less song and more sounds.
That's us.
There was a couple verses here and there, but it was a lot of them. Each of them were kind of like doing like grinding motions on their own section of the stage, like dances that had nothing to do with each other. But
Wow. The
people love it, and they exit the stage, and now it is time for the Damn Good and Wilds to perform their second act.
All right, Crater Buddy, you got this, okay?
You got this.
They were good, but you are better.
Yeah.
Hey, Riot.
Yeah?
Can you sing this song instead of me?
What? No, what? No, absolutely, no.
We didn't rehearse that, though, Crater. I don't know if I'm ready to...
You know the lyrics, though.
What? This whole thing was an exercise for you for personal growth.
Crater, if I had to do it, then dang it, you gotta do it too.
God fucking damn it. Okay, I'm gonna pop another Scalifaxa.
That's my boy.
Okay, let's do this. How about them Team Sprocket? They were great. Let's everybody give them a round of applause.
Woo!
Okay. And then I'm just gonna like nervously scan the crowd, and then as I'm panning across everybody, I'm just gonna lock eyes with one person, long-haired fella,
yeah,
wearing a Kiss cutoff shirt.
Oh.
He just gives me a reassuring smile and a thumbs up.
He looks hot, if I may say.
All right, my name is Crater Wayne. We are the Damn Good and Wilds.
And this is a song about getting old.
First late ice, you sitting in that lot, square and tall. Looking so damn hot. Knew I had to have you. Give me them keys. truck nuts out back. Look at these. My Jeep and me. Take off my doors. Undress it like you love me. Toot my horn. And give me a love creep. Smart on the inside. Rugged and fine. Chrome tinted. Buffed, ready to shine. My Jeep, my ride.
Fucking banger. I want the wind in my hair.
Yeah. Also, great delivery of all those lines. It was so sick.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That
so
big
good.
That fuck that you dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the scream, the dandy scream. Oh,
it was a dandy scream.
That dandy scream was the last thing we recorded that day because it just ruined my voice.
Oh, shit.
Smart. Oh, my God. So
wow.
Good.
Damn.
And the crowd dandy screams along with you. They're fucking into it. They are screaming, they are shouting, they are jumping, they are pumping, they are loving it. And you finish your second performance, 2 of 3.
Another incredible performance. And the crowd is just absolutely filling you with life as you step backstage into the green room. And actually, surprisingly, Team Sprocket haven't left yet. They're still back there. And they seem to be, well, embroiled in a rather elevated discussion, I would say, as Bavera seems to be questioning Vlad.
Now, what the hell? That was not in the original lines. What was all that about Patricia?
I don't know what you mean. I was dropping my verse just like you told me to.
Who are you talking about? Which Patricia? Which one? Who do you mean?
There are many Patricias in the Fifth Collide,
But I suppose if I had to pick a favorite, I do love Patricia Tremolo, and she's right within my grasp.
That's not cool with me. You see, the thing about that, Vlad, is that's really weird for me personally, and it's bringing up a lot of... Oh, Honeypot is bringing up a lot of feelings. I'm glad they're here, but I really wish that it was my parents.
I know, Vabra. It's okay. Vlad? Vlad? Yeah, I forgot I played Vlad. Vlad, listen, maybe Vabra just needs to cool off for a second, and maybe you should maybe you should just fuck off for a little bit.
Oh, how dare you? I am in the band. That is the deal that we made.
Yeah, no, you're in the band. I need some time to internalize what you just said about Patricia. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but they're my guardian, and that's just not cool, and it's gonna seem really weird to have. It's just bringing up a lot of shit. Oh, God, Honeypot.
Fine. Call me when you're fun again.
Just as this is happening, I'm gonna have everyone roll me a perception check.
Oh, holy shit, not 20.
Oh my god. In the green room, there's like, you know, some lockers and hangers to keep some things on. And on one of the hangers is hanging, I don't really know what to call this coat. You know the MCR coat with that's kind of like military-ish and like black and red?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's one of those, but with ruffles. Wow. And Vlad, like, you know, as they're having this conversation, you look over and there's something poking out of the pocket, Crater. I'm assuming no one else got above a nat 20.
No.
Above a nat 20. Above a nat 20. So Crater is the one who, you know, in this fricas, notices something sticking out of the pocket. And it's actually a leopard print envelope with a kitty cat wax seal.
Hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to walk in and make myself at home at my green room. Mm-hmm. And just nonchalantly, can I try to walk by the coat and pick up the envelope out of there?
Absolutely, go for it. They are embroiled in this argument that you just heard. You grab the letter, leopard print, kitty cat wax seal. What could possibly be in here? You turn it over, open it up. It's actually not completely sealed, thankfully. And in it, it says, "My sweet whittle Vladipoo, we're so overdue for a catch-up, especially after the way we left things between us, frowny face. I worry about you, especially as your beloved former mentor. Come to the Palace Reservoir tonight, okay? Cokes and I will have a gin and tonic ready for you, made with love. Hugs and kittens. P.S. Come alone. Or don't. See what happens. Smiley face with a wink."
Oh, shit.
Okay. I will take the letter, fold it back up, and put it back in the coat.
And with absolutely the perfect timing do you do that as Vlad turns away with the call me when you're fun barb being tossed towards his bandmates. He puts on his coat. He puts his hands in his pockets, stops, feels something, pulls it out, and immediately just stuffs it back in. After seeing the seal and the pattern, pulls it back out again. Paper and Honeypot in the background kind of comforting each other. There's a quick moment, his eyes widen, and then he just slams it back in his pocket and runs out the door. And oh, actually, before he does, he runs out the door, he runs back in. He has a separate sheet of paper that he has forgotten to give to his band members.
"I'm busy tomorrow, but you will be doing my song, and here are the lyrics, and you will do them exactly as written. That is our deal. I am still in the band. I'm just... Good day."
"Yeah, you're still in the... Well, I got it. We'll do the lyrics.
We'll do your lyrics, Vlad. Whatever.
I just need a second, okay? Maybe let's... This is good. Let's take some time from each other, Vlad. Honeypot. I feel really strange. Like, I don't remember very much about them."
"About... Oh, Vabra. About your parents, or...
Yeah, you know, like... I try to picture their faces and I can't, and I try to remember, you know, pieces of advice that they gave to me, or maybe some words of encouragement that I could look back on and like, I love Patricia. Don't tell them I said that. I love Patricia, but the pain didn't go away, but the memories have."
I know, Vabra, and I mean, It's a lot of pressure. We're under a lot of pressure right now. We're in CGA, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
And we've worked so hard to get here, and that
we worked so hard.
The elbow grease alone is just amazing. And
totally by ourselves.
No one really even remembers their childhood, so I wouldn't worry about, you know, I wouldn't worry about it. I'm sure that...
Yeah, who remembers that when they were 15, right?
Not me.
No, 16, right?
No, 17? No.
Forget it. Everything
Come on, forget
passed
it.
A week ago is fuzzy. That's normal. That's normal.
A week ago?
I mean, well, we've had quite the few weeks in Paragarden.
I suppose we've had a few weeks in Paragarden, but... Abra, I'm sorry. Vlad is a... He's... Sometimes I think he's good for the band, and then sometimes I think it's like...
I just don't want anything to happen to the family I have now, because of some weird Vlad shit.
I understand.
We killed it, though, didn't we?
Oh, we absolutely destroyed
it.
Did you hear
them?
They were loving it. Oh,
my
God.
We're going to have our pick of the honeys tonight.
Oh, the absolute pick. I'm going to have three, four.
And you there, the darn bad and wilds, that was pretty sweet.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I guess. Are we just all kind of like, were we standing in the green room sort of
watching
them as they had this emotional moment?
Yes. Yep. Okay, now you have to tell us something vulnerable too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can't remember my maker much the same way that it seems like you can't remember your parents.
Baber puts a hand on their chest and then just like rushes at you for a massive hug.
No.
Just like, a kindred spirit. Oh, I love you. I love you, man. What's your name? It doesn't matter.
No, it does not. I definitely hug Babera back. What were your parents' names, by the way?
Well, the... Mom and Dad.
Yeah, duh.
Right, right.
No one remembers their parents' names.
Yeah, and that's totally normal.
Do you recall anything about the circumstances of, well, their... departure?
Now,
whoa.
You're asking me to relive some really messed up stuff here, and that was so long ago. What was I, like 15, 16 years old? Who can say?
Oh, yeah.
It was a horrible, horrible accident. And
you're in a safe space here, Babera.
It was a horrible accident, and I never saw them again. There was nothing, there was no casket, no ashes.
What happened?
I'm I'm in pot.
Oh, Babera, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, Babera.
What about you? Addressing Honeypot now. Do you have any recollection of Babera's parents? It sounds like you've known each other for a long time.
I mean, we've known each other for a little bit, but I had my own parents to take up my energy and my...
And did your parents know Babera's parents?
Well, of course. I mean, that's why we're so close. And Patricia. We shit on Patricia a lot. Let's be straight up about
it. It's really fun.
But they are. I mean, she's great. I love Patricia. I do.
I do. I also. But don't ever, ever, ever say that to her.
Well, Honeypot, if your parents used to know Babera's parents. I mean, what was their association? Were they friends, colleagues? Do they have any recollection of Babera's parents?
I mean, listen, my dad is always, you know, he's always hobnobbing with Patricia, and they're always about town and meeting people, and that's their whole thing. And my mom, I mean, she's always working on something or another, and you know what? Babera and I, we left home to get away from all this, and we're trying to make our own name. We're not... Babera, you're not your parents.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's right.
We're our own people.
Independent. Independently successful. Independently sexy.
Independent. The only thing we take after from our parents is their money.
So, in a quick aside to Crater and Riot, all right, so we're all on the same page here, right? Seems like Babera's parents were the composite couple.
Seems that way.
Yeah. And Patricia and Bon Bon asked me to keep tabs on these two. Remember Remember how every time we see them, we get mad because they're always like, have we met before? But what if they, like, generally don't remember us? Is that a thing?
Like if someone's wiped their memory abilities?
Stars. That would be troubling indeed.
That kind of shattered my entire perception of them, where I thought they were just two little shitheads, but now I kind of have empathy towards them.
Well, now, can't both be true? Can't they still be little shitheads and also caught up in something bigger than them?
I mean, I think they are that for sure. Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Well,
this is big.
The next time that the composite couple reach out over Pip, I think we have some more questions.
I think so.
Hey, you two.
Who, us?
Yeah.
As fellow musicians, do you want another set of eyes on the verse that your new partner has written? Maybe get some opinions? Like, obviously they're the weak link of the trio. Maybe we could help you out.
Oh, that's not really part of my process. I typically, once I get off stage, I'm out of performance mode until I'm back on stage again.
Oh, it's a mental game. Yeah, the mental game of it all. You understand.
I totally get it.
Besides, I know you're trying to steal our lyrics.
Yeah.
It's a great move, I'm not gonna lie, but...
Hands off.
Yeah, I'm not gonna let you.
Scout's Honor, I'm not gonna steal your lyrics. I saw your last two performances, and I'm just really curious what that verse is.
Well, you gotta wait, big boy.
Yeah, big bad boy.
I'm gonna really turn back towards these two, I guess. So... Vlad got a letter from Chrissy inviting him back over. Something about, like, Cox is going to be there waiting for him. And said very explicitly to go alone. Should we, like, maybe crash that? Blow up a spot a little bit?
I would love to know what gets said at that meeting, though I don't know that I want to insinuate myself between the two of them.
I mean, it's... a delicious opportunity. I'm feeling a little bit bad. I feel like Vlad's grown on me a little bit.
Oh my God. Just as like a summary / reminder, last time you saw Chrissy, she did intimate that she would be making efforts to handle Vlad at your request in exchange for endorsement from a certain Riot.
I see. Okay.
I feel kind of bad. I hope she did. I mean,
well, she's not gonna kill him.
No?
Yeah, it's not really something that anyone knows how to do.
Right, yeah.
And Cox is gonna be right there. Was she gonna invite him over so she can kill him in front of his
Possibly.
Partner? That would be cold.
Or kill his partner.
Oh, he's somehow colder.
It looks like Chrissy's keeping up her end of the bargain.
I suppose that means we can rest a little easier knowing that Vlad won't be after us at the same time as Lux is.
Yeah, that's one less dipshit named Sarat that we have to worry about, right?
Got me there.
Can we please go take a bunch of drugs and blow off some steam?
I thought you'd never ask.
Absolutely you can. Absolutely. I am going to ask for a roll on the encounter table first.
Ooh.
Go for it, Crater.
Is that a D6?
Yes.
6.
Ooh. Hey.
Okay. Back to Sister Mary Viables for some drugs and some decompress and some oops. Yeah, don't make it very far. At the performance exit, actually, a few press members have been given special passes to do end of the day interviews. Basically, they're trying to catch bands as they pass by. And these are like formal CGA staff members. And they go like, hey, Damn Good and Wilds. Okay, can we get some sound bites?
Sure. Yeah. Why? Yeah, absolutely.
So this time we're going to need checks from everyone. Okay. And we're going to need a certain number of them to pass. And give a little sound bite.
What kind of check are we doing?
Whatever you want, but you have to pitch it to me. So like whatever check you want, justify it, baby.
Sorry, and this like ties into like what we're saying to get them off our backs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interpret it as you will.
I'll kill two birds with one stone, I guess. I'll pump us up and fulfill a promise. All right. Hey. Dr. Dowell's pretty cool, right?
Oh.
You know what else CGA stands for? Crater's great ass. And I'm just gonna turn around and I'm just gonna flex my glutes and they're just gonna try to burst through my pants. So
please tell me this is an intimidation check.
This is an athletics check.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Yeah,
rip those pants.
Okay. So that was a 21.
Oh,
which is like surprisingly low for me.
It is surprisingly low. And, you know, you flex those glutes and maybe it's the pressures of the day, but there's like the sound of a tear, but the tear actually never comes and everyone's like waiting and you struggle and flex your glutes and they're very impressed. But there is sort of that moment of awkwardness where the pants don't tear.
On a 21, the pants don't tear? What would the man do to tear those pants?
Perhaps get slightly higher.
Fuck. 21. Well, that's embarrassing for me.
Yeah, they still love it, though, to be clear. They're like, oh, so plump. Oh, damn.
All right. Fifth collide. It's time for two truths and a lie.
Ooh.
And I'm going to exercise deception as I say these three facts. Or are they? Number one, Riot comes from the cold breaks. Number two, Riot made out with a fox named Chrissy in Paragarden the other day. Number three, Riot's boobs are guns too.
Oh my gosh!
And it's a deception because they're all lies. But nobody knows that. Nobody knows enough about Riot.
So
I'm gonna roll altogether 20.
Take an inspiration.
Hey, 23.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. Okay, so everybody is abuzz with which of these two juicy, juicy facts could possibly be real. Even one of them being real is absolutely blowing their minds. And there's like, there's a lot of murmuring and writing of notes. And they seem quite pleased with that. That is a success. They do seem hungry for just a little more.
Celestine has been pretty overwhelmed with all of this, like talking to the media the last few days. My first thought was to see if I could roll survival to try and find another exit out of here.
I think that's great. Especially between Crater like trying to rip his pants and Riot just lying. I love the idea that you're scrambling away.
Just like a little fucking guy trying to get out of there.
Little guy.
All right. Okay. Can I roll survival then? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And I'll give myself Cosmic Omen as well. That is a 25.
Wow. With all of the two truths and a lie and like ass demonstrating going on here, you do manage to just kind of slink back into the shadows and, you know, wait for your companions in a darkened doorway where you go unnoticed. It's a success.
Thank goodness.
Do you want to roll for Team Sprocket or shall I?
Oh boy. All right. I'll do it.
Do it.
It's a crit fail.
No!
Oh my
god. I'm changing that.
It's like not even fair.
No.
It's
really no. Fucking funny. I feel like we're picking on them now.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you feel it's bad so for them. We fucking got you.
Yeah, the press stops them too, and they're like, shut up, we don't have time! No!
I cannot believe this Nepo bonus has not helped us at all.
Congratulations on surviving yet another post-CGA encounter and making it back to Sister Mary Viables. And boy, you really need this night's rest. And do you ever take it?
Good morning. It's performance day 3. The final of your performances is today. Then all you have left is the final ceremonies, of which you have to be in attendance. And then it's the real showtime. But for today, it's another song. Another day of seeing the bands at CGA and standing under the lights and basking in the attention of the entire Fifth Collide. Let's start the day with a luck roll.
Well, this one's on you, Riot.
I guess it's that time, huh? Okay, I got 17.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh yeah.
Hey,
I'd rolled Team Sprocket's luck check yesterday.
Okay.
All we need is a 10. In fact, all we need is a 9 because
I got a 15.
Yay!
They're on the board.
Rooting for the other team here.
Who wants to give me a headline for that? Both of you are in good standing today.
Crater creams and Sprocket sprawl. Find Crater a hate CGAs creams. For all.
The media's feeling a little frisky today. They run with Crater creams.
Past the editor yet.
But you're both in good standing today. I mean, you more than Team Sprocket, really, just by virtue of the last couple days treating you so well. But today is a brand new day for everybody. Let's jump right to you,
arriving at CGA. You once again check in with Bitters. It seems like a lot of your merch has moved. Even though you only talked to Lux last night, it seems like maybe she was doing it on her own. Whatever's going on, it's working. Today you find out that you're actually on the main stage. The main stage is called the Trust of Excellence, Achievement, and Talent in the Arts, or an acronymized TEAT in the Arts stage.
TEAT?
Yeah, that is what it is. And as you enter, you once again hear, for the third time, the chiming of Teaspoon's announcement reverberates throughout the arena, and she appears on the massive screen of the arena's domed ceiling.
Good afternoon, CGA attendees. Your host, Teaspoon Aquilibrat here. Is it really day three already? Holy moly. And boy, do we have some great shows for you today. I don't know about you, but I just can't wait to check out the likes of Tan Blonde, Shredburn, Villainest, The Cold Solstice, Skulder and Molly, Pour One In, and Treatzilla. You know, I'm a little sad that it's almost over, but I'm even more excited about today's entertainment, and even more excited to announce the winner of this year's CGA at tomorrow's closing ceremony. Buckle up, buttercups.
Thank you for including Cold Solstice in there.
Of course.
We got one in there for each of yous. Well, the grounds are yours once again.
And how much time do we have?
As much time as you need. This is like, I mean, it's around noon that you have to check in, so.
I mean, I'd personally love to see Tan Blonde. Obsessed.
I heard those guys suck.
You hear someone walking by mutter under their breath.
And it's me. It's just me.
Wow. It's yeah. Jay doing a cameo in universe.
While narrating. Oh
yeah.
Jay, you've written yourself in.
I've heard a lot of buzz about this villainous band.
What do you say, Celestine?
Oh, I could never choose. This is my first. I mean, this is my first time at any sort of musical festival. All of this is new to me. Whatever y'all recommend, I'm sure I will love. I've been so impressed with all the other acts.
There's a little dark voice in the back of my head saying that we should do Rat, but like day three of the festival is not the day to start dipping into some new
or
drugs.
Or is it the exact moment to start dipping into some new drugs?
It's early enough in the day.
Well,
all right.
What'd you say, Crater?
Heads, we take Rat. Tails, we take a little bit of Rat. it's heads. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Let's do some Rat and go to a big crowd.
Good vibes.
You take some Rat and start to wander into the crowds and just sort of, you just follow the flow of things and try to figure out where you're supposed to be. And you finally land at a stage. There is a performer up on the stage wearing a keytar and they look pretty lively and the crowd is going wild. You have found yourself at Villainous stage. And they are about to regale you with a song. Oh. We'll be right back.
Oh my god,
doing rat was such a good idea.
Absolutely, Crater, I can't.
Huge tune, too.
I feel fucking awesome, man. How are you guys doing? Feeling good?
Amazing. Amazing. Crater, you are right. Taking the rat was the correct choice.
I mean, it's been dry in Paragard the last couple days, and somehow I'm muddy after this set.
Feels good.
That was inspiring.
Indeed. Guys, I gotta level with you.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little nervous. It's kind of nice.
Nice.
I mean,
I never cared enough to be nervous.
Well, I suppose that is an improvement then, when you put it that way.
Yeah. It's nice to care. It's nice to feel something.
It's gonna feel even nicer when we win this whole damn thing, am I right?
It sure is. It sure is.
Hey, look at us. Who'd have thought a couple months ago we would be high as shit at a music festival, pumping ourselves up to put on a performance of a lifetime, a third day in a row, and be like the it people in town, you know?
I mean, I had an inkling.
You had an inkling.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. Figured it could happen. Why not?
I just signed up to drive y'all to Autotropo Neo Vega. I did not. If you saw this coming, Ms. Wright, then you are far more magical than I had even known, because I could not have conceived that we'd be doing anything like this.
It certainly has been a wild ride, but I don't know. I feel like I needed this for a long time. And it's thanks to you two that a lot of old stuff is finally feeling kind of healed for me.
That's great to hear, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And I know we're entering into a dangerous, who knows what's coming next kind of feel, but I'm glad I'm doing it with you.
Well, dangerous, sure, but I must say I don't think that facing any particular individual in a fight is nearly as scary as going on stage. So, after all that, I'm feeling fairly ready to do what needs to be done.
So let's get her done.
Yeah, let's blow his fucking minds with your song here.
You are going to be phenomenal, Ms. Wright.
Thanks. You too.
We find ourselves at the final performance rally. And just like every other night, Team Sprocket takes the stage, but this time as a duo once again. The familiar voice of Teaspoon announces them.
And for the final time for this year's CGA, please welcome Team Sprocket.
Let's do some emotional whiplash. To all the lonely hearts and far parts out there.
This may surprise you, but we've had our fair share of heartache.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And it's never too late to make a connection. Now, shh. I met you in school. You were a geek. I was cool and I stayed cool, but you got hot. I'm still out of your league, but I'm thinking now, why not?
The day that you've been waiting for is here. The one you admired from a distance wants to give you kisses. Finally. Hey you, I choose you. It's your lucky day, 'cause I'm gonna pursue you till the end of time, till I'm done with crime, or until I'm bored. Yeah, you're so blessed that I'm choosing you over all the rest. Yeah, after all, do you know who I am?
Okay, give me Vlad's lines. I admire your voice, and you know that if I had the choice, you'd collaborate with me. Yeah, I'll make you glad that you signed with Honeypot, I mean.
No, my boyfriend won't be mad. I'll be the best creative partner you've had, so I'm begging you, but
Patricia!
What?
Honey Pot, this verse is about Patricia!
Oh god, of course. Just skip to the chorus, baby.
Okay. Yeah, you're so blessed that I'm choosing you over all the rest. Yeah, after all, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?
Is that Taking Back Sunday?
Oh, that was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
That was so beautiful.
It's like every 2011 band wished it sounded like that.
Oh boy. Yeah. I don't even care if they win. That was beautiful.
Celestine's wiping his eyes. It was really nice. It was sweet.
Honeypot and Babra hug on stage, just the two of them, and then walk off looking pretty triumphant. Babra looks a little like a little perturbed by the whole thing. But
it is your time, your final performance.
I think Crater's gonna be wearing all black. He doesn't like, he kind of wants to blend into the background a little bit. This is Riot's moment to be in the spotlight.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, let's do all black. Celestine will be in his usual stuff, but it's all black. Black jeans, black shirt, black cowboy hat.
Fucking Venom Celestine here.
Venom Celestine.
And Riot steps into the light and is dressed head to toe like Willie Nelson.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
You take the stage. You all bathe in the warm light, and it's blinding. You can't see the crowd, but you're there together. You can see each other.
It's a little flying V with Riot and Crater and Celestine. And Riot looks over to Crater, nods her head.
I nod back.
Looks over to Celestine, nods her head at him too.
Tip my hat.
And then steps up to the mic.
My colliders!
Woo!
My loves! We are the damn good Unwilds. Thank you for having us here today. This is a little number for all my fire starters. For all my sweet little babies looking to make a difference in this world. You are the sum of the sun and the moon and the stars, and so are we. And sometimes the road gets a little hard and the night gets a little long, but this is your sign not to quit, to go off-road. Yeah, I got you and you've got me. You always have. So sing with me.
Used to be a gambler till my luck ran out. Used to be a rambler at the end of the route. Used to wrangle all my fears up, but my fears are wrangling me. Used to be full of myself, now I'm filled with doubt. Used to know it all, now I can figure it out. Used to swallow all my tears up, now my tears are swallowing me. Now it's time to get out of my comfort zone, get out of line, pick up my bootstraps and leave home. Yeah, I'm going off-road. Used to say I had forever till my time was up, but facing my fears sure beats giving up. So you bet your bottom dollar you ain't seen the last of me.
Oh, come on, Celestine!
I got my compass, feel like a wagoneer, and I'll wrangle my sweet way out of here. Used to call on the stars, now they're calling out for me.
Yeah, baby, you tell them. Now it's time that I left home. Get away, get along, be on my own. Yeah, I'm going off-road.
One more time now.
Whistle with me!
Yeah, break it down now. Used to be afraid of talking, now I run my mouth. Used to be rich till I could live without. Used to make all my decisions based on egocentricity. Yeah. Now all I got is the road ahead. I might end up better or I might end up dead. But cheap dang, I'm a believer and living along the way. And now it's time to get out of that old comfort zone. Get out there, tie up those bootstraps and leave home. Yeah, I'm going off-road. Yeah, I'm going off the road. Yeah, I'm going off road. Yeah, I'm going off road. Thanks, I love you.
Fuck.
Riot, 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 riot,
riot, riot, riot.
Is there a literal riot going on right now?
There's a literal riot.
There better be. Oh my god, that was so good.
Thanks.
You know what? That's a great fucking call. The crowd starts getting riotous. They start pushing each other. They start shoving each other. It's all in good fun. And everybody starts getting thrown around in the mud and the mist. You have brought the party to CGA. They are so excited and they are so into it. And the applause is deafening. And people are running around and they're screaming. They're loving it. And you've done it. You've completed 3 days of CGA, 3 separate performances, and you've all brought your absolute all to this. You should be so proud.
Woo!
Holy
Oh, shit. That was awesome.
Oh my, Ms. Riot, that I mean,
that was really
we
fun.
Practiced that, but that was the best you have ever done it.
Thank you. I've never performed anything like that before. I felt really good. Thank you, guys.
You seem Thank like a you. Natural.
Thanks.
Most definitely. Thank you for including us.
Of course, you killed it. You both fucking killed it.
We wouldn't have got here if it wasn't for you, though.
Literally, like, there's no way they would even consider letting us in the front door to this place without you, Ms. Riot.
Well, what do you say? Should we go on the road when we figure out this fool shit?
The moment we get the key and finish this business, absolutely.
Sure. Hey, can I just say something? Uh-huh. I think we fucking won.
Sure feels that way.
How could we not have?
You spend a couple minutes basking in it. It's a good feeling. I mean, every single person who passes by you in this backstage area is congratulating you. You've impressed not only the crowd, but the other performers. And every single performer stops and gives you your accolades. Well deserved. You've done it. You've made it through the 3 days.
Hello, it's Sean, one of your players. The CGAs are still going strong, and I'm quickly jumping in to tell you to support another round of special musical guests featured in this episode. We have Altered by Mom and Villainist. Links to these wonderful acts will be in the show notes, and thank you very much for being a part of the CGA journey. Hey, while I've got you, have you heard the good word of our Patreon? Patreon is the best way to support us, and without it, we wouldn't be able to work with as many cool people as we do. Also, if you like what we got, we've got more of it. Every month, we drop an episode of our talkback show, Recharge, where we tell personal stories, hang out, and talk about our episode theories. It was a very fun and silly time, and you can find it at patreon.com/planetarcana. And of course, if you want to support us right now, telling your pals and acquaintances who are into nerd stuff about us is so appreciated. Word of mouth means everything to us. Thanks for listening. Well, that's all for now. Let's get back to the show.
It actually takes some doing today to make your way back out of the arena, and you have to enlist the help of a couple of CGA staff to, you know, give you some sunglasses, some long coats, and surround you as they usher you quickly to the exit. You can hear your names being spoken everywhere. You can hear, you know, people continuing to cheer. They can't believe what they've just witnessed. And on your way home, let's have one more roll on a D6.
Two?
Okay. So
I hate that giggle.
Uh-huh. I know, right? Really?
I wish I could let you know how well you set us up for this one.
Oh, shit.
The staff escort you to the performer's exit. You take the exit over the bridge, up the walkway, and just as you are rejoining the crowd, you see that there is a checkpoint set up directly ahead of you, being watched by a couple of Diplos. And as you approach, they stop you.
You recognize one of them, actually. One of them is regular Sam. They approach you and they're just like, huh, you guys again. Huh, didn't realize you were like CGA performers. Cool.
Regular Sam. What seems to be the problem?
Oh, no, no, no problem. Just a routine check. We're just making sure that no one has rat on them.
Totally. That's bad news, you know?
What's going to happen here is I'm going to need a roll from all of you. All these rolls are going to need to be good.
Well. All right, I'll say right off the bat, everybody take an extra D6. It's another wheel day, so add a D6 to whatever you roll.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
What kind of roll are we making here?
Yeah.
Anything you want, as long as you can justify it to me to how you are passing this inspection.
Creator, I don't know what your sleight of hand's like, but you're the only one of us that has rat on you. So I wonder if we can't pass the rat amongst ourselves discreetly so that whoever's currently being checked doesn't have it.
Wow. Like we all sleight of hand?
That, I mean, it's a thought. I'm absolutely open to better ideas because it's a flimsy idea.
Well, what about, okay, so technically only two of us need sleight of hand. Someone needs to take it from Crater.
Right.
And then sleight of hand can be the other person to then hide it really, really well on their person. Crater, if your sleight of hand isn't great, just saying, you could do like an intimidation or something to distract them.
Are they allowed to open up your boiler? That seems kind of personal. That seems like a cavity search.
I was going to say, that kind of was my plan. I was going to try to use intimidation here to be like, don't touch me.
Yeah. If Crater's intimidation goes well, though, his boiler doesn't get open and the rest of it doesn't matter.
Well, you two are both wearing rat.
That's true.
Okay. That's very true.
Oh, we all have stickers on us, don't we?
Sleight-handed it is. I think I'll try and get that rat right off me.
What role are you doing to get that rat off of your tongue?
Yeah, okay, well, look, I'll cast Enhance Ability for Dexterity on me and Riot.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sleight of hand to tear off the rat sticker and just sort of discreetly, you know, crumple it and toss it away.
I'm going to do Intimidation. I'm going to try to intimidate this Diplo every time they kind of get near my my boiler. I'm going to be very blunt and being like, do not touch me there. You have no you have no right to look inside my boiler.
Great.
And I'm going to flirt with them and roll for deception.
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
And we get a D6 from your cosmic omen?
Yeah. Take a D6.
And Riot and Celestine have advantage from the enhance?
No, Riot, if Riot's doing deception, then no advantage there. I did it for Dex.
Right.
But that's okay. I mean, I assume your deception's pretty fucking great.
It's pretty good.
Sleight of hand for me, that is a 25.
Wow.
And you know
Very
what?
Very nice.
Take an inspiration.
Sure.
Yeah.
30.
Wow.
Oh my God. Wow. It's like a breeze goes by and suddenly the sticker is gone. It's just, it's literally like magic.
Search away, folks. I ain't got nothing to hide.
I got 34.
Oh, holy shit.
Take an inspiration.
Is that another D6?
Another D6.
39.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Can you hit me with the pickup line that result that represents?
Well, I feel like the Diplo would be quite weirded out by my rat that I didn't rip off because this is my move. Mm-hmm. So upon questioning, I'm going to be like, it's makeup. It gets everywhere on stage. Gets all over your body.
Regular wow. Sam blushes and they're like, okay.
Do you want to check and see if there's any stage makeup anywhere else, officer?
No, thanks. I am, you're good. Thanks.
Rain check.
Deliciously flustered, are they?
I'm not like her. You cannot touch me there.
Yeah.
That was a 31.
Oh my God.
Wow. Hey, all right. I get it. Sorry. I'm just, I'm here on post. I'm sorry. Okay, you guys are good to go. But hey, quick question. This isn't like an official thing or anything. I remember that you guys were like talking to him. You guys don't have any information about Beefs, do you?
Beefs.
We're looking for any possible information about where he is.
I think there's a deli down the road there. There's probably a bunch of butcher shops in the city.
Yeah. Are you suggesting he's been butchered?
What?
Sorry, you were asking for beef?
Beef's impartial.
Oh,
like he was that nerd.
Yeah.
Squarish fella.
My boss, yeah, that's right. The chief constable, yeah.
You know, his wife seemed to think that he might have run off to Trapania Vega. It might be a good lead.
Yeah, Cake once, she like once came in and she was like, oh my God, Beef's gone. And he like had been gone for 2 hours to go grocery shopping. So it's hard to tell with her whether it's an emergency or not. Like, obviously we take it seriously. It's just...
She's a little nut. She's a little nut.
She's, yeah.
May I ask who's in charge while Beefs is off doing whatever it is that he's doing?
That would be Jurisprudence Lee.
Oh.
Yep.
I'm going to ask for someone. You can choose who it is.
Riot.
Someone needs to roll a deception check.
Riot.
And you know what? Take a d6. I've got another Cosmic Omen to burn.
Oh, baby.
Wow, we just giving out d6s.
Okay. And it's, sorry, deception?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're helping, right? Riot gets us with advantage?
Sure. Yeah, that seems reasonable to me.
And the d6?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Okay. 34.
Yep. Wow. Well, I'll keep it under my hat whether that was a good or bad roll. I'll let you wonder.
Holy shit.
Anyway, I gotta go do this for all the performance, so great job today, and catch you later.
Yeah. Let me know if you change your mind.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, just between us, there's some rumors going around that Beast may have had a bit of a gambling problem, so maybe go check out Riskotech. Yeah.
Riskotech.
Yeah.
Okay.
But shh. Okay. All right. Good luck with the rest of your searches. Bye.
Y'all, we missed an opportunity there to put them on Vlad's trail.
Oh, that's
true. That would have been funny.
I'm going to roll for Team Sprocket. Okay, I actually rolled hot for Team Sprocket.
Ooh. Nice. You're in danger now.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it better than 30, 34, and 39?
Well, I actually don't think I mentioned this, that you are trying to hit a threshold so that you can get a number of points.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's not cumulative what you actually roll. You're just trying to hit a DC.
We just rolled a 39.
Yeah. We I think we all rolled 30 or above.
Yep. There were some rolls happening there.
There sure were.
Yep. Those were some rolls. All DCs will be above 30 now. That's what I've learned.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to let us choose what the skill is.
Okay. None of it.
All right. Okay. So that terse and slightly flirtatious exchange with regular Sam behind you. You make your way once more back to Sister Mary Viables. Tomorrow is the day of the closing ceremonies. It's an odd mixture of relief and more tension than ever before somehow. Your performances are over, and yet the performance that you have yet to put on behind the curtains is upon you very shortly. You can't wait for some rest. Each one of these performance days, you've been just absolutely wrecked, and today is no different. But arriving at Sister Mary Viable, making your way to the Hermit Room, there's someone waiting for you outside the door. It's JD.
How was CGA?
Out of this world, JD. Out of this world.
I could hear the cheers from here. Crowds aren't really my thing. I'm sorry I didn't come and support.
Oh, we did not expect you to. No offense. Just we know you're, you know, not a crowds guy.
I'm not a crowds guy. It went well then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say that.
Seems like it. They cheered pretty loud.
Good. I actually was just on my way over to the death room. Your friend 13 and I, we were supposed to hang out tonight.
In okay. What manner?
Just listen, I know that we've been giving off some sort of vibes, potentially, but it's not like that. We like to nerd out together. We're both nerds, I get it, okay? I get it, but...
Nerds need love too, buddy.
Anyway, they were late for our appointment, and I was just wondering, do you know any reason that... Well, why... why Bardera would show up and need something with 13.
Bardera Streisand?
Bardera is recently engaged with Lux Booger.
Yeah.
Well, 13 is no longer here.
Oh, my stars.
JD, what the fuck, man?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Did they say anything about where they were going?
No. Actually, I thought I was going to ask you about it because it happens so fast.
Let's get into the room, into the hermit room where we're, you know, 100% private here, and take out one of the speaking shells and try and get in touch with 13.
Yes.
You open your speak shells. You send out a query. You go fishing for 13. They have the speak shell. You gave it to them. They promised that they would not let it leave their possession for even an instant. And you're hoping against hope that someone picks up. And no one does.
Fuck.
The speak shell remains silent. Your ally is missing. On the eve before the final celebration of CGA.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.